I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Another ton of questions for you here. So what else do we do with the whole keywords thing then? Tell me a bit more in a broader sense. Obviously, as you say, the title's got two jobs. It's to get you ranked for certain keywords and then get the click. What about in the rest of the listing? Are you more inclined to do keywords? Come what may, you just kind of put a bunch of keywords at the end of each bullet point, as a lot of people do, 50, 60 words at the end of each bullet just to get the keyword stuffing? Or do you think it really needs to be written in proper English and needs to be kind of integrated into your listing?
So I 100% so let me back up step. So you get your listing clicked on now because your title has benefits. Awesome. You're halfway there. Now the other half is, let's get people to buy it. Now once they're there, right? They got to convert. So that's where I lean on my bullets. And my bullets, basically, anybody that's buying anything has like a main benefit they're after, but then they have secondary benefits. So for example, if you were to go buy a car, maybe the main benefit is you want to have something that you can fit your whole family in, that there's plenty of room. But then a secondary benefit is you want to make sure that it gets pretty good fuel economy, right? Gas mileage. And then maybe another secondary benefit is you want to make sure that it's safe, right? So you've got one main one that draws you in, but then you got a bunch of like other ones. So that's what I use my bullets for. So I use the beginning of each bullet in the all caps format that I so perfectly lay out in my book to lay out every single possible benefit or reason someone would buy it, right? But then we got to get the keywords in. As you know, Amazon indexes the bullets. It's important. So I integrate the keywords into like the lowercase sentences and I flow them properly, you know? So I say, like, for example, going back to the grill mat. So it would be like, our grilling mat, blank, 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 right? So the keyword's in there, in the bullet, it's getting indexed, but it's being used in a way that will convert people, right? Because you can read it and it actually makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. So our bullet, for example, our grilling mat, and then blank, blank, blank would be benefits. For example, it keeps the grease off your deck. It keeps your barbecue looking new, and it means you don't get those embarrassing comments from your neighbors about the smell. I have no idea because I don't really grill much. I don't have a deck, but it's that kind of thing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. Okay. And the other thing you're saying is that the caps, so this is an interesting one because this is that kind of halfway house that we're looking for. So the caps are for the benefits, and then it's sort of normal sentence or lowercase for the sort of details and the main sort of keywords bit. Is that the right way?
Exactly. So Amazon is going to want the features. Like, that's just, they want it. So we have to give that to them, but we can do it kind of in a secondary way, kind of like a backdoor type approach, because what the people want are the benefits. That's what gets them out of bed. That's what gets them to pull out their wallet. So we give them benefits first, and then we give them keywords with features after.
Makes total sense. And what you're really doing, I suppose, you're addressing the customer psychology and also Amazon's requirements, I suppose, the features thing, but also the Amazon algorithm thing with the keywords. So you're kind of trying to integrate all three elements, aren't you? Is that the right thing?
Yeah, which is not easy to do. That's why I always tell my, like, anybody I ever get in contact with, I'm like, you guys think about this for a second. If you can master building a completely optimized listing for Amazon, and you can do well with communicating to potential buyers on Amazon, which is the toughest place on planet Earth to sell, everything else you do is going to be easy. Seriously, everything. Like, if you can figure out how to get people to click on your listing over others, even if yours is more expensive, which you will with if you use benefits, you think getting people to open a darn email is going to be hard? Like, this stuff is super transferable to anything else you do.
Well, that's a really interesting side benefit, actually, that I hadn't thought of, but that's a very, very good point. And because obviously the more ambitious you are with your business, I mean, a lot of my friends now in Mastermind that I'm in, or just generally my Amazon selling mates, are looking to expand using Facebook advertising. They're serious about email follow-up and all those things. But of course, that's all very, very much about copywriting, right? It's the same exact scenario. And Facebook's another place. It's very competitive to get the click. So that's, I really had not even begun to think of that as a transferable skill, but it so makes sense. So, yeah, another reason to get good at copywriting, right? So, yeah, we should certainly consider buying a book, which I have to say is extremely well written. I mean, it's the most expensive book I've ever even heard of existing, I have to say as well. But, you know, if you're going to get the money back, it's still worth it, I guess. So now a couple of other things I was going to ask you about. Description. Tell us about description, because for a while that was one of those things that people said, oh, don't bother writing about the description. It's not indexed. Nobody can read it. It's buried below, you know, a ton of other things like your competitions listing and so forth. What's your feeling about that?
So I have tested this pretty extensively. So the description is far less important than the title or the bullets. However, it is important enough to focus on and to get it done well. So the description to me is sort of an extension of the bullets. So what we don't want to do is introduce a lot of new stuff, or really any new stuff, because if they've gotten to the description, they're pretty much ready to, like, they're sold on us if they're reading it. And if we add new stuff, we're going to confuse them and maybe drive them away. And it's a very sensitive place, because above and below the description are about 24 other similar products that they can one click and they're gone, right? So what I like to say for the description is it's taking what you started on your bullets and then it's elaborating on that and bringing all that home. So one thing I lay out in the book is a concept called dual readership, which you really, really need to figure out if you want to compete on Amazon. And I'll just lay out a little bit of it. I'll touch on it. So there's a group of people out there who need to read every word pretty much before they buy something and know everything about it. Think about a housewife who has very high standards, and she doesn't want to buy, you know, a grill mat that's not going to be up to her standards. So she wants to make sure, and she's going to read every word. And, so the description is a fantastic place for that. Another thing about it is, yes, it is indexed. Is it always indexed? No. What that depends on is in the algorithm's funky, it's always changing. I hate trying to put my eggs in the algorithm basket. I like to put my eggs in the timeless stuff. So, like, I'm sure you've seen this in my book. Like, the stuff I focus on is timeless. It worked 50 years ago. It works today. It'll work 50 years from now. But when it comes to the description, I will speak on a little bit. Yes, it is indexed, but it is not indexed with the weight that the bullet points are. So what I like to do is I like to put some of my longer tail keywords in the description, because it's, if you think about it, the competitors are probably not wasting the space in their title, definitely not their title or their bullets probably for those longer tail keywords. So that's an automatic win if you throw them in your description, because you're going to get indexed for them because your competitors aren't even trying, if you know what I'm saying. So description, that's why it's important.
Okay, that makes total sense. And let's come back to the description in a second, because I want to explore a bit more about the detail of it. But first, the longer tail keywords. What about the back end, as they call it, where you have the, in Amazon Seller Central, where you can click on the sort of tab far to the right, where you can put these things in. Do you think that's important, and how would you approach using that?
It is. Now, of everything that we've spoken about, that's the one that changes the most often. And that's the one that has me frustrated, because everyone's saying something different about it. Some people are saying you need to put, you know, exact phrase, every single word as it's written. And you need to, like, use all five or whatever fields. Some people are saying, no, you need to throw it into the tool that strips out the duplicate words. And you need to only put in, like, new, fresh words. And then you need to load up the first field with as many as they'll let you. And it's like, I'm like, by the end of it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what? Come on. So that is one portion that I don't heavily invest a lot of time and energy into, because it changes all the time. So the best advice I have, I hate that I don't have good advice, but I was like, you got to test it and see what works for you.
Well, that's an honest answer, and that's good. And I think also, as you say, if you're trying to constantly game the algorithm, I mean, you're gaming the best programmers probably outside of Apple or Google, or possibly even better these days. I mean, Amazon has some incredible guys, so they're trying to, you're going to be chase something that's a moving thing and constantly fiddling with it. Whereas, as you say, if you go for timeless stuff, you know, you work once, you're going to get paid multiple times. So that makes a lot of sense to me. So coming back then to the more timeless stuff, if you like, the description, tell us more about the description, because obviously you can, again, get two extremes. One is that you don't have anything, and the other one is you just got this massive block of text, and in some cases just a ton of keyword stuffing. So I find a happy medium. So how do you approach that?
So what you really don't want to do, so a golden rule is you don't want to waste space. So like if the listings that you see that don't use all the space available, they're just wasting. Like, it's like if you were to buy a advertising on a billboard on the side of the road and you only filled up like a third of it, you know, like it's just, there's no reason for that. So I use all the space always. And then when it comes to what I'm actually writing about, again, I don't introduce anything new because that's a bad idea, but I elaborate on what they've already been introduced to. And then one thing too is when it comes to the formatting, I hate to keep going back to this, but there's a specific format that works on Amazon, and I figured that out, and it's in my book, but I'll give you another little hint. So what you don't want is it to become one big blob of text. So there are HTML characters that still work, and I think they'll always work because it really makes the description look a lot cleaner, right? So I break mine down in I break the lines up so that there's, you know, nice clean line breaks, and then I use bold and I use all caps, and there's some things that you should be doing that makes it easy to read, easy to skim for the skimmers, and then basically brings it all home. But as far as keywords go, like I don't like keyword stuffing to me is not a good approach, because even if it gets people to your listing, it doesn't get them to convert. Because yes, I've gotten you to my listing, that's cool, but then look, there's two dozen other listings on my listing that you can now click off to. But if I've got you captivated and you're reading what I'm telling you and you're getting sold as you read, you don't want to click on everybody else. So when it comes to keyword stuffing, I get keywords in there for sure, but I do it in a way that, you know, makes it still readable and makes it an experience for them to, at the end of it, they want to buy.
Yeah, I really like your approach. And it sounds like you've made a courageous decision, really, because sometimes you don't know, well, okay, am I going to just throw a lot of, you know, stuff against the wall and see what sticks? And, you know, maybe that's not a bad approach if you don't know what's going on, for sure. But when you're a bit more sophisticated, obviously, or a lot more sophisticated, like in your case, you got to make some decisions about what you're going for. And I guess just randomly stuffing keywords is just kind of hoping that people will come and hoping they'll buy, as opposed to very clearly defining who they are, what they want, and as you say, getting the benefits so that you connect up the dots for them, rather than just the keyword stuffing thing. Just strikes me always like as one of those things where you don't know what the hell to do, so you just do something, which is a little bit less than scientific, isn't it, to put it in a very British mild way.
Do you have Craigslist over there or something similar?
Yeah, I guess Craigslist exists here. I mean, I haven't personally used it, but it's certainly something that most internet marketers here know about, for sure.
Okay. So if you've ever been on Craigslist or some sort of something similar, and you type in something, and then you click on like a listing, and then you get to it, like for example, like let's say that I was shopping for, let's say a Tesla Model S or something. And then I type in Tesla Model S, and then I see a listing for what looks like one, and I click on it, and it's not. It's a Ford Mustang. Because somebody, some jerk, at the bottom of it stuffed a bunch of keywords, and Tesla was one of them. So now I'm on his listing that's a Ford Mustang, and I don't want a Ford Mustang. I want a Tesla. You know what I think of him and his Ford Mustang? I don't like you. I hate you. Like, I really hate you that you did this to me. Like, I feel deceived that I'm here because you did that. Right. So that's what I see. Like, that's an extreme example because it's very irrelevant. But still, like, if once they arrive and it's not good, it's not what they want, like, it's having the opposite effect, if that, you know what I'm saying?
That's a really, really well put example, because I think that is exactly how I feel. I mean, I love my cars. And if I was clicking on, say, like a Mercedes I was like looking for, and then actually it ended up with some beaten up old Ford, then I'd probably be going, dude, like, what the hell is this? I would feel very angry, and I certainly wouldn't buy the thing, even if actually later on that evening I thought, you know what, I can't afford a Mercedes because I've looked at lots of different things. I'm going to buy a Ford, and then I would be looking for a Ford, and I would find what I was looking for. It's, so, yeah, it's really that message to market match thing, isn't it, that I think Dan Kennedy, amongst other people, really bangs home that. Yeah, thank you for giving us the courage to ignore the keyword stuffing thing, because I think it's a feeling of, how can I put this? You were talking about using all the space available, and it feels like it's kind of using all the mental space available that Amazon gives us. So, oh, I could rank for this keyword, I could rank for this one, instead of which we should focus all our copy on getting to rank for the things we should rank for, I guess, is what I'm taking from what you're saying anyway.
Absolutely. And you, and all, like, if you use the format I lay out, like, you can fit pretty much every keyword you need to, because at the end of the day, when you're stuffing them, a lot of them are not totally relevant. I think people know that in the back of their minds. They just, like you alluded to just now, is they just think, I need to fill the space with something.
Exactly. They sense the need to do something, but they don't know what that thing is. So instead of finding out from an expert like you, then they just kind of do random stuff. And I mean me, you know, more often than not, and I'm gradually weaning myself off being, you know, amateurish. Obviously your book, you know, has helped me a great deal. So that's definitely one of the main things about that. Hi, this is Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA. I've got a quick one for you. If you're super stoked and awesomely excited to sell on Amazon, that's great. But if you're American, I'm afraid you need to stop listening, because this one is for the Brits only. I'm not being biased, but this is because I'm talking about something which is based in London. So you're going to need to be in Britain or near Britain to take advantage of it. The basic problem we have as internet entrepreneurs is we are lonely and isolated, because we're tapping, sadly, at our tablets on our own. We're cooped up with our computers and we're going insane with the internet. We need to connect to other people. It's only a human thing, right? And relationships are the basis of all good business. So if you are in that situation, keep listening, because we have a solution called the Amazing FBA London Mastermind. But I'm going to specifically talk to you if you're in that situation, but you are yet to launch on Amazon. So you want to launch on Amazon, you haven't got there yet. This is exactly for you. It's called the Zero to Hero Pre-Launch Mastermind. And our aim is very simple: to get you from research or importing, or even if you've got products on the way to Amazon, to launch with your first product live on Amazon. That's our goal. That's our focus. How do we achieve that? Very simple. We have a face-to-face meeting of up to 15 people, no more than that. So it's very, very focused. And you get 30 minutes minimum to talk about your business and focus on the single issue that's blocking you that month to move you forward. The other way we keep you accountable is that we have a video accountability call once a month as well, which it goes in between the physical meetups, so that we keep that momentum going, because momentum's everything, guys. As you know, on your own, you just lose the dream and you fall into slowness, and then the business just dies from neglect. So we do the opposite. We keep it moving. We keep each other motivated. We inspire, and we tell the truth about what doesn't work so other people can learn from it. We also have a couple of other things. I give an exclusive newsletter available only to members of the Mastermind, where I share the latest tips, techniques, and tricks, and bigger strategies that I'm trying on my Amazon businesses, and tell you what works and frankly what doesn't work as well, so you can learn from my mistakes. And of course, there's an exclusive Facebook group to share all this good stuff with each other in between the meetings and the accountability calls. So there's a ton on offer here. It's obviously going to be very limited because it's maximum 15 people anyway, but for the first 5 people who come on board, there will be a special deal and a very special price for life. But that's obviously only for the first 5 people who come on board. So if you want to check it out, just go to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find out there more about it. You can apply there as well if you want to. And if you move fast, you might even be one of the lucky first 5 people to take advantage of it as well. So that's amazingfba.com/London Mastermind. I'm going to put this video out to everyone on my podcast and everyone in the Facebook group, of which we've got nearly 900 members now, and on the YouTube channel. So I imagine that this will fill quite quickly. So if you're serious about it, get yourself over to amazingfba.com/London Mastermind, and you can find. Thanks for listening.